Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wild.
Well, I guess it's now we're back at, we got to get Netanyahu to resign. Where have we heard that before? Where have we heard that before from Chuck Schumer? And now we're hearing it from Nancy Pelosi. You know, folks, it's not funny. It is absolutely strange and absurd. And now you've got Senator Bernie Sanders. He's trashing all of the aid that goes to Israel. And it's almost as if, folks, here we go again with a concerted effort literally against what Israel is doing in order to stop the terror group Hamas. But it all would be better, evidently, if there just was a two-state solution. And we're hearing that again. You know, there's the old saying, everything old is new again, but this is just from a couple of weeks ago, it feels like. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, if we don't get a handle on what the terrorist organizations are really all about, if we don't get a handle on them and we don't actually start treating this situation the way it should be treated, we're going to continue to see a lot more of this chaos that's happening, for example, and now springing up in different parts of the country, University of Michigan being one of them, following suit in terms of these protests. And guess what, folks? They're trying now, it's at least at Columbia, they're trying to negotiate how these tents are going to be folded up. And part of this, part of the sense of urgency, by the way, is that there are students who want to finish the year and they want to graduate. I shudder to think what the graduations might start looking like, because they will be public, events, basically. There will be out of doors. There will be protesters, I'm sure. And so, folks, we may be in for a long haul here in terms of what some of these students are, and really even outside agitators that are coming in, are trying to bring upon us. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. We're glad that you could be with us this morning, and we're glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's Kyle Warren Show. Like to message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. A lot of ground to cover, and we're going to start off with a telephone call. We've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater, as we like to call him. He's given us a call this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Hello. Oh, hi, Kyle. Hi. First of all, what happened?
Going to be part of any kind of a retaliation, or we're not going to support them if they take any action against Iran after Iran sent hundreds of drones and missiles their way over the weekend. We know where we are. But I think there's another question here, folks, and that is, where are we going to be? Where are we going to be in 6 months' time? Where are we going to be in a year's time? What happens if Joe Biden and the Democrats make good on this election and get reelected? What happens if where we are today actually begins to be or turns out to be the time when it really started going downhill, when we really started to head to a very accident that happened at a called Rust, and playing out in the courts? That's all playing out. And so, again, I just think it was terrible for this person to ambush Alec Baldwin the way that they did. We'll talk about it a little bit more as we go through the program as well. And so once again, hopefully we'll hear back from Mike in Clearwater. We had a little bit of a connection issue there, it looks like, but hopefully we'll get him back. We do have another caller giving us a call this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Kyle. This is the mayor.
I just called
on my cell phone. Sorry about that.
No worries.
What I was gonna say, Kyle, a couple of things with regards to what happened to Alec Baldwin. That is a very sick young lady, and she should be consider herself lucky that she did not do that in, say, like a red state of Florida, where people have the right to use deadly force if they feel like they're threatened. Because that could have ended very, you know, she could have been sent to the promised land. The second thing, this should terrify all of us because, all right, think about this, folks. Columbia University, MIT, these are not cheap schools. So these kids come from money. They're, you know, multi-million dollar families. And so these are our future leaders. These are the future lawyers, the future tech gurus, all the influential people. And when you have these people out in the street chanting all of those horrid things that I'm not going to repeat, you know, that should terrify us all. What do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate the call very, very much. No, well, I can't argue with what you're talking about. You know, this really should terrify us all because, you know, people that actually want to say we are Hamas, this kind of thing, death to America, this goes beyond, I think, the pale. No doubt about that. And we'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back from the break because I hear the music playing. Folks, it's the Wednesday edition. We're off to a great start, I hope. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Well, I'm fairly confident that I am not Pittsburgh. But you never know. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, and we are continuing here as we head through the first hour of the program. And we hope that you've got a great day ahead of you. And, of course, you might be, well, some of you might be in the very middle of your work day right now. If you're working overnight through the overnights in America. And also, you may be coming to the end of your workday. So whatever it is, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be able to spend some time with you. We are the nexus of news and politics in the overnights, and we're pretty happy about it. We really are. And by the way, we just heard from Richard the Marine, by the way. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 degrees, clear and ready to rock. All right. Well, that is pretty cool. Still praying for the country, and yes, for Biden. He really needs it. Strange times. Hang in there. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, Semper Fi right back at you. Richard the Marine, of course, everybody, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And I think you got a good point, Richard. That's right. Still got to pray for the country. And that's right. You got to pray for Biden, too. This is for all the marbles right now. We see what's happening, and I'm watching the video of the college campus protests and the tents and so forth, and they've got all these, free Palestine. Can I just, I know this is kind of rhetorical, but the idea is that free Palestine, they ceded Gaza to the Palestinians. The Palestinians put Hamas in charge. Hamas, created... took everything that was there, and they put it to one mission only, and that is to go against Israel and try to destroy it, building the tunnel systems and so forth. You know, they the Israelis left all the stuff that was in Gaza, basically. And it really, this was a major starting point there. But you got to remember, this is not about making a great place for the Palestinians to live from Hamas's point of view. It's not about any of these things. And by the way, you know, some may ask, well, why are you talking about Israel and Gaza and Hamas so much? Well, I think if you watch what's happening at these college campuses, you'll see exactly why. Because this is all part of a larger thing, I think. I'm not talking about a conspiracy theory. I'm just talking about a larger reach of this problem that you would have those who love to see the chaos come here. They love to see the chaos continue to just blossom. And the Alec Baldwin thing, and I appreciate Mike and Clearwater so much, because the Alec Baldwin thing is really like a little microcosm of this. And, you know, hey, Mike, Alec Baldwin, say what I told you to say. If you don't say what I told you to say, I'm going to burn you on social media, and I'm going to release this video and this kind of thing. And it just shows the tactics. It shows the lack of any kind of restraint at all. Everything has to be political. Every single thing has to be, you're either going to agree with me or we're going to be enemies. You know, and of course, you know, this person's doing this, you know, for clicks and for views and stuff like that. And which leads me to something else. Sometimes you have some people in the political realm, right? They almost don't care who wins and who loses as long as they keep their cottage industry going, as long as they can fundraise on something. And that, my friends, is also, I think, very, very concerning and dangerous. You know, what we talk about and try to talk about here on this show, you know, we try to talk about the truth of the matter. We try to talk about what is it going to take in order to actually make things better? What's it going to do? You know, what's it going to be? And that way, you know, we can try to move forward. But unfortunately, that is much more easier said than done, of course. I think we got a clip here. I was going to play a little bit later, but I think it's apropos right now because I kind of got on this subject here. Let's listen to Nancy Pelosi. She is now calling for the resignation of Benjamin Netanyahu. She said this earlier. Let's listen in.
Recognize Israel's right to protect itself. We reject the policy and the practice of Netanyahu. Terrible. What could be worse than what he has done in response? First of all, the exposure. See, his intelligence person resigned. He should resign. He's ultimately responsible
for
it.
Is he a block to peace, Benjamin Netanyahu?
Oh, he has been for years. I don't know whether he's afraid of peace, incapable of peace, or just doesn't want peace. But he has been an obstacle to the two-state solution. I emphasize the word solution.
Okay, there you go. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because, again, it's absolutely absurd. And it's actually kind of terrifying, to say the least. Nancy Pelosi said a few things in there that I think bear to be analyzed here. You know, we reject the policy and practice of Netanyahu. What can be worse than what he has done in response? I don't know, October 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, you know, after October 7th, Nancy Pelosi, was Israel supposed to absorb the attack? Was Israel supposed to say, well, it might happen again. They might breach the wall, the border, the lines, and they might do that again. Probably they may come across and start shooting up another music festival or another ball game, or they'll go into people's houses again and they'll cook the babies in the oven. Yeah, maybe they'll do that. Well, we should probably just absorb it because, you know, I don't want to be an obstacle to peace. I really don't. I don't want to be an obstacle to peace. And I don't want to be an obstacle to the vaunted two-state solution, which has been shown now to be a pipe dream. It has no substance to it. And I don't say that because I don't want there to ever be a two-state solution. I don't say that because I would never want there to be peace. But I do say that because it is the terrorists that have shown they don't want peace. Years and years ago, it was the same thing. Oh, we're almost there. We've almost got some peace. We've almost got a two-state solution. We're on the track. We've got the U.S. and the diplomats and everything. And then what do the terrorists do? Pull off some terror attack to make sure that you can't have the peace. So, Nancy Pelosi, don't go telling me that somehow if, oh, hey, and she emphasizes the word solution. It's not a solution. It's only a solution because they say that to prolong this. That's what I think is happening here. They say it to prolong this. They don't want it to really stop. They don't want the terrorists to actually be defeated, it looks like, because they keep pawning off this kind of ridiculous, quote-unquote, solution. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Tony in Tampa calling in this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kyle. The first thing I want to say is this. Benjamin Netanyahu is the best friend this country has. If we had any problems or we had to go to war, whatever the case may be, he'd be right with us. Number two is I don't understand why Trump is only beating Biden by 2 or 3 points. He should be beating Biden by 10 flat. You got gas in Tampa here. It's $3.79 a gallon. The economy is in shambles. It's worse than Jimmy Carter. And he's only beating him by 2.5 points. That amazes me. You know what it is? Stalin had Pravda, and the Democrats have the media.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very, very hard mountain to climb, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard as you watch the economy disintegrate right before your very eyes. Points. A bit ahead of Biden, and that amazes me, man. He should be jacking him right out of that. It should be 10 points flat, and I don't understand why. No, I do understand why. The American people are easily propagandized by the media.
Yeah, it's not pretty, and it's certainly as I said, something that that they're really trying to pawn off on us. But at the same time, you know, I think internally the Democrats are very worried because otherwise they wouldn't be doing these court cases and all this other stuff to try to derail Donald Trump. They could beat him right now in the open, but they can't do that.
But the fact remains is this. The American people are easily propagandized by the media. Again, Stalin had Pravda. The Democrats have the media.
Yep, I think you're right. Tony in Tampa,
take care.
We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Take care, man.
Thanks. All right. Tony in Tampa, everybody. Yes, it's not going to be easy. But I do think the Democrats are a little bit worried. Maybe just a little. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA News Update. David Pecker, a witness for the prosecution, returned to the stand in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City Tuesday. The former National Enquirer publisher is accused of paying Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 as part of an alleged catch-and-kill scheme to suppress a story about an affair involving the former president. Prosecutors aiming to establish a pattern that connects to the alleged $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather forecast to impact the Plains Midwest beginning Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
That important foreign products. I'm exporting their products.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the Wednesday edition. 949-822-7959 is the number. We've got a lot more to talk about. And we've got a lot more show to go this morning. No doubt about it. It's the middle of the week, which the very least means we can start to see the weekend, and that is a good thing. You know, we were just talking about before we went out to break, and I appreciate Tony in Tampa's call very much. You know, the polls, of course, yeah, I think a lot of people wonder why it's not running away yet. And you do have the media that continues this barrage. You know, you certainly have a lot of these people on the college campuses and outside agitators as well, and people across the country who may not be getting it. They may not, they hear certain things, and unfortunately, they may be simply believing it lock, stock, and barrel. And that's not a good thing. It would be my hope, especially, you know, going back to this quote from Nancy Pelosi. Let's listen here just real, real quick, because there's one thing I want to bring out in it, and I think it's right about here. Let's listen to it.
He should resign. He's ultimately responsible
for it. Is he a block to peace, Benjamin Netanyahu?
Oh, he has been for years. I don't know whether he's afraid of peace, incapable of peace, or just doesn't want peace.
Okay, so there, I don't know if he's afraid of peace, doesn't want peace. You know what, Nancy Pelosi? I think that what you're finding out, is that there are those who really don't want peace. But what would you do, Nancy Pelosi, given the same set of circumstances where you have people trying to take out your country on a daily basis? It's not something that, well, it's gearing up for war. Well, there's some disagreements going on. Well, you know, you really shouldn't have done that. You really shouldn't have put those ships into that part of the ocean. Or you really shouldn't have done this. Or you shouldn't have, you know, crept in on our natural resources. Or something like that. You know how things kind of build up sometimes between countries before a war starts up? How about this, Nancy Pelosi? The war is 24/7 all the time. That's all Hamas thinks about. That's all they prepared for. In a little bit, if we have time, we'll hear a clip from Senator Sanders saying that Israel is trying to make Gaza uninhabitable going after Hamas. And this is going to be part and parcel of the rhetoric of all this. Well, you know, Israel's doing too much, and they've gone too far, and they can't stop Hamas this way. And, well, which other way can they stop them, since they're completely embedded? Since, and again, I don't have to recite all the different things. You know, they put their command and control in a school. They put missiles on top of a building where civilians live. And the list just goes on, knowing full well that if you wanted to take out that missile encampment, that you would have a lot of collateral damage of women and children, innocents, non-combatants. And Israel has to show so much restraint, not just in terms of how they deal with going after terrorists that are embedded, but then to deal with it on the world stage and to deal with it in such a way that they don't become the ones that now they're being accused of genocide. And by the way, these people on the college campuses feel entirely justified. They will continue to do this. And they will continue to make things very, very difficult. Because why? Well, because they're fighting genocide. You know, they're fighting genocide. So that is going to trump every other possible thing that you could ever say to them. And it really is kind of sad, because it used to be, right? And maybe for some these days, hopefully it's still the same. But it used to be that you would have to use your critical thinking skills, that you would have to determine in university, you know, hey, what's going on? You've learned how to learn, so now start applying it. Start putting things together and coming up with an actual answer to something. Why is this happening? What can be done about it? And instead, it's now become a bandwagon. It's the bandwagon against Israel. It's the bandwagon against the Jews. It's the bandwagon that says, look, you know, now whatever we do, whatever we disrupt, however bad it gets, it's all fine. Because, well, again, we're fighting genocide. And I'll wrap up with this on this topic here just momentarily. And that is, again, back to the two-state solution. Hamas had a de facto state, basically. And what they decided to do was to make it just a hellish nightmare to live in, because, again, they're not there to put things together for the people of Gaza. They're not there to establish prosperity for people. They're not there to live in peace. They're not there. In other words, you could put a two-state solution, quote-unquote, on the map tomorrow, and it would still not be peace. And I think people like Nancy Pelosi and the others, they understand it. And this has turned into something much bigger. And that has simply become, it's now time to grind down Israel into nothing. And the kind of, almost like a psychosis, it seems like, the idea that, well, you know, hey, if we just get rid of Israel,
if we just stop the Jews, oh, man, that, you know what? The whole world would just be better, won't it? The whole world would just be better if we can just accomplish this. And at the same time, they're bringing the show here. They're bringing the show here, not just to our college campuses. That's going to be the incubator for this. And then it's going to spread out. Spread out in a way, not so much that, as some have said, well, you can establish a huge caliphate across the country. I don't know that that is necessarily possible. But you can create this kind of constant disruption of daily life. Constant disruption where nothing is ever peaceful, nothing is ever safe. And God forbid we don't start seeing the kinds of terrorist attacks that were essentially the modus operandi of terrorists in Israel for years. A long time ago, I was doing a different show, and I had kind of a pen pal, and he would write into me, and he'd hear me, and he'd write into me. And he would, you know, kind of tell me what was going on in Israel. And one day I got the message, very sad, that he had been on a bus. And that was one of the buses that the terrorists had targeted that day. And he was killed. And it used to be, this was a daily, you know, almost a daily occurrence, very frequent. Buses, pizzerias, things like that. I would shudder to think if the terrorist groups then believe, okay, we'll really start disrupting America. That would be very, very hard to deal with, no doubt about it. That's why we have to stop this kind of stuff right now. And yes, maybe I'm a little passionate about it, but I think I can allow myself to be that passionate about it this morning. All right, folks, it looks like we got Todd in Tampa who has something to say to us this morning. We're going to go 60 seconds with Todd. 5-4-3-2-1, go Todd.
Let's get down to business, American people. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu, you're the only one standing up for Israel here. Now, if Donald Trump was in office, do what you need to do, okay? Do what you need to do and fight like a man. And don't worry about anybody else, okay? If King David would have worried about everybody else, he wouldn't have listened to his brothers, he wouldn't listen to King Saul, he wouldn't have done anything, and Goliath would still be out there screaming at the Lord, okay? But he went out there and did what he had to do and didn't care about what his brother said, what his family said, what King Saul had to say, what Joab had to say. He went out there, and you get punched in the mouth, you can go out there and knock the living snot out of that person. On it. We stand with Israel. We stand with the house of David. We stand with the King of the Jews, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's who we stand with. By the way, in New York, I was born in the Bronx. If I was on that jury, I would tell you idiots, Donald Trump is innocent of all charges. This is a waste of time. And he's got the constitutional right to say whatever the freak he wants to say as an American citizen, as the nominee for the American president of the United States. He should be out there saying what he wants to say. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord. Hey, Stephen A. Smith, when are you going to tell every African-American and every Puerto Rican and every
Canadian right. Right,
to vote for Donald Trump? Let's go.
All right. Todd in Tampa, everybody. A little more than 60 seconds, but that's okay. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Sipping in the side and beeping in the
high. The rim told a long time ago. All right, hour one. I'm just going to say has been fiery. I really think so. I can hardly wait to see what happens in hour number two. I don't know, folks. Just keep your seatbelts fastened at all times. And we'll let you know if we find any more turbulence here. But I'll tell you what, as we make our way across the United States in the overnights, especially I think if you look out your window about right now, left side of the plane, you might see the Grand Canyon. So we'll call out some more landmarks here as we continue. But yes, fiery. And as I said, I can't wait to see what happens in hour number two of the broadcast. Well, let's take a quick look, folks, at what our weather looks like here from National Weather Service. Unsettled weather and severe thunderstorm chances gradually expand across parts of the central and southern plains over the next couple of days. Above average temperatures across much of the western half of the country, while cooler than normal weather prevails in the eastern half. The relatively benign weather pattern lately across the country is expected to gradually become more active in the course of the next couple of days as
A low-pressure system is forecast to develop and intensify over the Central Plains. The upper-level trough responsible for developing the low pressure is currently located over the subtropical eastern Pacific, moving toward Baja, California, right? So that's south of where I am, down in Baja. That's where Cabo is, by the way. This upper trough is forecast to reach the southern Rockies on Thursday, and the low-pressure system intensifies more rapidly over the Central Plains later that day. In the meantime, a weak low-pressure wave and a pair of cold fronts will spark showers and embedded thunderstorms into tonight across the Great Plains and parts of the Midwest. Some stronger thunderstorms may develop over western Texas this evening associated with a cold front. By later tonight, the Midwest should begin to clear out from the showers and storms as they move into the Ohio Valley. All right, so always pay attention, folks, to your local weather, especially if you've got some severe weather that looks like it's brewing. But that's kind of what it looks like out there right now. Interesting the term, benign weather, it looks like. But all right, it's time now, of course, we've got our first song of the morning. And this is we got two dedications on the program this morning. This first one comes from Driver Ron in Denver. And as you know, as we've been talking about, Driver Ron's wife, Mrs. Driver Ron, had been in a very, very bad car accident. She's okay. And he gave us an update. He says, good morning, Kyle. A brief update on Mrs. Driver Ron. She has returned to work. That's great. Says her first day back wasn't a full day, but the second was. She said she felt pretty good, although the soreness and stiffness is still there. And from the way that Driver Ronnie described this car accident, everybody, this is a miracle that she walked away from it. He says this soreness and stiffness is still there, but kind of laughed and said long sleeve shirts will be the dress code for a while until the bruises are gone. She's tough for sure, he says. And I believe it. And a lot of times, Driver Ron, we find that out, don't we? Our wives are much more tough than probably we could ever be. I'm convinced of that. He does have a request. He says he knows it's not Country Music Monday, but his first request is for a favorite of Mrs. Driver Ron, a song she used to love to do the cowboy cha-cha dance to. It's a song by Brooks and Dunn. It's from 1991. And folks, it's a song called Country Moon, and he describes it as a very cool country ballad. So here we go. Special long-distance dedication, it's not long-distance dedication because he's right there, but for me it is because we're separated here by distance, so we'll just call it that for fun. But a dedication nonetheless, Driver Ron to Mrs. Driver Ron, Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn.
The sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door. The whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon. Running wild and free, I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied telling my poor heart. You come back someday. Oh, but I'll be your. There's light from a neon moon. Oh.
bit of a change-up here this morning on the program. A little bit of a country ballad. Even on Rewind Wednesday, that's okay, because we got a great dedication for that, of course. And we hope that brings a smile to Mrs. Driver Ron's face. And I got to tell you, folks, that's a pretty cool song. And as I said, a little bit of a change-up this morning, but I really like it. So hope that you do, too. Well, folks, in the next hour, we'll also have another dedication, and it's also going to be one that's very much from the heart, and I hope that everybody can stay tuned for that, and I hope that, again, you'll be around for that next dedication. I don't think you'll want to miss it. All right, well, folks, we're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour here in just a couple of minutes, but as we go through hour number two of the program, we'll start talking about, of course, the Trump trial. And what's going on with that? And, you know, it seems like, you know, the issue about the trial in and of itself, you know, the whole idea of the hush money and these kinds of things, it's interesting because it seems to me that we've heard this kind of story before, right? We've seen this kind of thing, generally speaking, in politics. But suddenly with Donald Trump, it becomes this major problem. And obviously, the Democrats and the prosecutors in this case, they really are trying to gin up stuff any way that they can. And, you know, I actually got a message about Donald Trump. Well, you know, this is, you know, his this thing is a character issue and so forth. And I think a lot of this stuff has already been baked in. I think it was baked in 2016. You know, in 2016, you had some of the off-color, very off-color statements and so forth that made it out in a hot mic, this kind of thing. And I'm not justifying it because, you know, on this program, you know, we don't defend the indefensible. We can analyze and see that the whole issues with Donald Trump have been baked in to the electorate because, number one, Donald Trump has never put himself out there as being some kind of an angel. And again, I'm not justifying anything. I'm really not. But what I am saying is that I think that you've got a lot of people who say to themselves, everything is literally catching on fire. Everything is going this direction. The primaries certainly were dominated by Trump. There didn't seem to be any other kind of candidate who was able to break through any of the noise. And so here, this is where the nominations went. They went to Trump and they're going to Biden. And like it or lump it, I think we got this grudge match coming up. But beyond that, the policies that we had 3 years ago would never, I think, have resulted in the world spinning down in a spiral the way that it's doing right now. So, you know, Ukraine, Israel, the economy, the border, all these different things that the Democrats want to use to continue to tear everything down, we can actually fix. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.